real strength comes from in here. Whatever I had to go through, I compare it to what my mother went through, and it's nothing. I watch my mom. I watch my mother. I watched my mother, O.G. Reed Fletcher. She suffered with congestive heart failure, emphysema, psychedosis of the lungs. She went through this every fucking day for 30 some years and never uttered one fucking complaint. That is fucking strong. That's power. So, what I do is nothing compared to what O.G. Reed Fletcher went through. The medications that I have to take, you know, every day, they say they're keeping me alive. So, every day the medication that I take, I walk around in the fucking daze half the time. And I don't fucking feel like doing shit a lot of times. A lot of times I fucking feel like doing absolutely nothing. But so did my mom. You know, I think about her. You know, I think about her, and I get the fuck up. And you know, that's where it's still your motherfucking set comes from. It's from the strength my mother showed me. My mom passed away almost 1 year to the day before I did. She passed away in 2004. I didn't pass away in 2005. She passed away almost one year to the day that I had the open heart surgery. And, you know. I was like, why did that happen? I think she went to prepare, you know, for me, you know. All I recall is my mother's voice, and she was just, you know, she kept pleading. She was crying and she was pleading with a super bright light. You know, I didn't see the face of who she was crying. Pleading too either, but she was just, you know, asking for more time for me. She asked for more time. I called everything the master plan, and people think it's because of you know, mass, as in size mass, but the master plan, really the master plan, and it refers to a God. So yeah, I think it was his master plan that I didn't die on May 20th, 2005. I'm happy, man. If I die the fucking tomorrow, I'll be happy, because I wasn't supposed to make it this far. I consider everything after May 20th, 2005 borrowed time. I consider myself living right now on borrowed time, and it's 9 extra years I got. I got 9 extra years. A lot of people can't say that. Nine extra years after being pronounced dead. Fuck it, I'm happy. If I die tomorrow, I died happy. I died doing what the fuck I wanted to do. And there's a fucking record now, because fuckers are filming me right now. My grandkids can look back and they can say my grandpa did it his way until the day he died.